Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Last week, we talked with OSF exercise physiologist Claire Spires about working out in your home in the chilly fall and winter months. But what if you're getting cabin fever and you just have to get out to exercise? Well, there are safety tips to keep in mind to avoid something like a slip and fall on an icy sidewalk.
Just making sure that you're checking the weather. If you've got shoes that have a little bit more traction on it for some of those slippery sidewalks, staying hydrated, and then, of course, dressing appropriately.
That proper attire includes layers of sweat-wicking fabrics and gloves and hats to warm your hands and head. Have a safety plan that includes access to a first aid kit and phone. Work out with a buddy when you can. Also, know your limits. Spires says if you wouldn't go to the gym for 2 hours, don't shovel snow for 2 hours. Do it in 5 to 10 minute chunks.
We also use something called the RPE scale while you're exercising. So it's basically a 1 to 10. 10 would be the hardest exercise you've ever done. 1 would be just kind of sitting around on the couch. We ideally like people to stay in that 4 to 6 moderate range. So if you think that shoveling snow is in your 4 to 6 moderate and not kind of creeping up to that 8 and 9, that would be appropriate for you to do.
And finally, exercise outdoors in the daylight. It's a mood boost and you're more visible to drivers. The bottom line, Spire says, get moving for your health.
And even if you can just make the goal to do something that day, it doesn't need to be an hour and a half. It can be a 30, 45 minute workout. It can be at home. It can be at a gym. It can be outside, but just making those goals possible.
And who knows, you might find a new hobby you really like ice skating or snowshoeing. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, a Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, go to WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.